Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Remember back in training camp when the prankster John Lopez got Reggie? First, with the whole Hannah and Joanna switcheroo.
Okay, first of all, I'm not a prankster. I just thought that
you are. You're the official prankster. You are a prank correspondent on this show.
I'm sorry. Let me ask a question. Everybody in this, by a show of hands, who on this program has used a rubber animal to prank a loved one of theirs? Anybody? Any hands?
You mean a rat?
Yeah.
A rubber rat?
Is that an animal?
I ain't pointing no elbows.
There it is. I would like the record to show, Your Honor, that the hand of John Lopez was raised.
Yeah.
Yeah, you the prankster.
Not
That's
really.
You.
It was just funny. But yes, we do remember that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Reggie couldn't really tell Hannah and Joanna apart.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, that is a common thing.
Yeah, that's totally. I was the same way, man. Mm-hmm. I was the same way early on. I didn't know who was who, mm-hmm. and it would get confusing. Now it's not so confusing. But remember they actually told the story. I think y'all asked when was the last time they did something like that.
Yeah.
And they said, I can't remember which one it was.
They switched roles, basically.
Yeah, they switched roles because a guy wanted to take one of them out on a date.
Yeah.
And one of them didn't want to do it, so they switched roles.
Yeah.
But apparently this happened, but it was kind of on a more serious note.
Uh-oh.
So here is a story about a woman who tried to get her twin sister to switch places with her after she crashed her car into a Amish buggy.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, no.
Yeah, so this is the story. This is what happened, courtesy of Inside Edition.
These identical twins are trying to pull a fast one. Samantha Peterson crashed into a horse-drawn buggy where the local Amish community shuns motor vehicles and modern technology. The accident left two children dead and injured two others.
Are they injured? Are they talking?
Oh, yeah. There's one laying in the road even.
Instead of owning up to what she had done, Samantha called her twin sister, Sarah, to rush to the scene of the accident. What happened next is something you only see in the movies. Samantha asked her twin to switch places with her and falsely tell police that she was the one behind the wheel when the tragedy occurred.
All right, so before we get to the second part, what do you think why do you think that the twin sister called the other sister to try to switch?
I was going to say why, though, because ultimately one of y'all still going to get in trouble. But I feel like this means the first one, because I don't remember her name, Samantha, is that it? She got a record.
Yeah.
Like she has something on her record. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, we going to let the other one pick up this mm-hmm. one, because you got a clean sheet on you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what really happened. This is the reason why she called the other twin sister.
Okay.
Why the switch? Because 37-year-old Samantha Peterson was high on meth.
Oh!
They might have gotten away with it, except for this. The twins were placed in the backseat of a cop car, and audio captured them cooking up the plot to deceive detectives.
There's no way they would ever know the difference between the two of us.
Law enforcement had left the recording device on so that we were able to overhear them talking about how they were exchanging identities at the scene. One of them had changed clothes so they would have very similar clothes.
Samantha also texted a coworker right after the crash. I just killed two Amish people. They were kids. I made Sarah come there and take the fall for it so I wouldn't go to prison. And she Googled, if you hit a buggy and kill two people, are you going to prison? Samantha has just pled guilty to criminal vehicular homicide. A judge in Fillmore County, Minnesota, sentenced her to 4 years in prison. Her sister didn't get away with it either. She got 3 months for aiding and abetting.
This is like... Everything I should do wrong.
Yes.
Let me do this right now.
Yes. Clearly someone did not watch The Wire, because one of the lessons that you can easily take away is don't take notes on a criminal conspiracy. And in a way, she took digital notes. How are you going to send a text?
She was Googling. She was Googling. Yeah. She was texting.
She didn't even Google in a generic way. She Googled the exact situation.
She texted somebody, I killed two Amish kids.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm going to make my sister, Sarah, or whatever her name is, take the fall for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
and, oh, by the way, let me Google what would happen if I hit two Amish people. Will I go to jail or not?
What is ChatGPT
By the way, while we in the back of this police car, let me tell you what we're going to do to try to get out of this.
Yeah, and police cars are never, you know, they never have, like, recording devices or anything.
Well, to be fair, she was high on meth. You know what I mean? Like, that, apparently she was not. In her normal state. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That is the epitome of dumb.
Yeah. That was a lot going on right there, man.
I feel very strong that Hannah and Joanna never got themselves in such a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were complaining.
About what?
About the old switcheroo there.
I wasn't complaining about the switcheroo. I was complaining about you.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got Thanksgiving and all that stuff coming up soon.
I can't wait.
I think it's next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it
is.
It's coming up really fast.
Yeah. And just in case you might be thinking about going over to some family house, might want to take your wallet just in case. They might be charging at the door.
What?
Yeah, so I was listening to, ran across this clip from... Manee and Lauren Morning Show. It's the Manee and Lauren Morning Show on a station called KISS 95.1 in Charlotte.
Okay.
And they had an interesting conversation just about cheap stuff random people do or just random stuff.
Right.
And here is Steve talking about a story he ran across in an article. And somebody called in relating to this very thing.
So one of the ones that we read from the article said that my brother and his wife invited our family to their house for game night. And they received a text from the brother prior, like on their way over, saying that it'd be $25 per couple. I LOL'd it. And he said, no, I'm serious. So like if you're going to someone's house for an event, you can sometimes get charged. And you know about this firsthand?
I do.
Tell us.
So I have an aunt who charges for Thanksgiving dinner $10 a person, and she also puts out a tip jar, but when people offered to bring a potluck dish, she refused because she wanted to do the cooking herself.
She wants to work for the tips.
Yes, exactly.
A tip jar.
That is amazing, Jessica. Do you go to Auntie's house every year?
No.
No? Okay.
Like, okay.
She also charges for the family reunions, too, but she... insists on throwing them every year, but she charges.
That's hard to swallow, unless it's going to like charity or something, you know, unless she's like, hey,
what?
And it's not. Okay.
Yeah.
I try to make it
her vacation.
Is it good though? I mean, does Auntie make a good Thanksgiving dinner?
Vacation?
I mean, it's all right.
Okay. All right. Nothing to write home about.
Man,
this is real tough because Auntie in particular, she wildin'. Tip jar is insane.
Yeah.
Tip jar is insane. However, I do think, and I say this while raising my own personal hand, we be letting the people that host carry way too much of the burden a lot of these times. Like, I feel like it should be all right for you to put in to help the person who hosts, you know, make this go. This now, when people offer to bring food, you should probably let them bring food.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, first of all, she's offering to do the cooking all the time. And then on top of that, you got the tip jar out there and you not letting anybody else bring anything. So it's not like, oh, let me bring something to kind of offset me paying you the $10 or giving you some money. Let me bring something else.
Now,
and you're like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I'm doing the cooking.
Hold on.
The only place where I feel like Auntie might have a point. Who was supposed to be bringing this food instead of paying? Because, you know, not everybody in your family is allowed to cook. And it's not everybody in your family is allowed to cook everything. It might have been the person who's like, yeah, I'll make the mac and cheese. Don't you bring no mac and cheese in this house. Don't do it.
What are we doing here, man?
Yeah.
This is not hard.
What's not hard about
this
it?
This is not hard at all. You take on the burden of being the host. That means you're taking on a bigger burden, period. And you don't
bigger burden you don't probably you but don't, hey you still got to put in
but you don't,
she ain't
you don't
cook,
ask
but
anyone
she ain't
for anything
cook, though.
You don't ask anyone for anything
boo that
when
I'm
they,
asking
and when they offer you accept it and then over time you start to build like oh so and so is really good at the mashed potatoes and so is really good at the green bean casserole and so and on down the line and that's how it works. This is not hard. She's a horrible person that shouldn't be doing that.
Disagree.
I don't care about you know any burden that she has
put in.
That's the way that you do not put in.
Put in.
You might offer a dish. That's it.
And don't bring
period.
Your little friends around here
end
to pick
of story.
Up place either.
That is a bad person.
I feel like she's doing too much with
too
this.
Much.
If this was like a friend's if this was like a Friendsgiving.
That's different.
Yeah, but nah, you being the auntie that's
family,
cooking for Thanksgiving
man.
And
it's the family.
You out there hey. With the tip jar, man. Yeah.
Not all families are kind of caring. If y'all bring y'all asses over here and eat up all my food, put some down, man. You say that over time. You don't know if over time they just been over here cheapskates eating off of her food.
That's the burden you take on. If you're host, yeah. then say, you know what? I can't host anymore.
Yeah.
You know, money's getting tight. Somebody else do it. And then somebody else does it.
It's easy to say, yeah. Hey, I did it these couple years. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Rather than charging for Thanksgiving, what are we doing?
All right. Don't come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Lopez, I called you the prankster of the show right here. Mm-hmm. You also are the official cook of Sports Radio 610, not just in the Loop. You cook for everybody here
right.
at some point. I want to know if this is a Texas way to cook steak.
Okay.
So this video been kind of going viral a little bit. And I guess I want to know if this is true or not, or is somebody just trolling right here?
Okay.
The best way to cook a steak is to do it how they do in Texas. You simply take your steak and you drop it into a pot of boiling water. Go ahead and add some bread as a side dish. From here, you want to go ahead and season it however you want. I like to use a little bit of garlic salt, just a touch of cream of tartar. This gives a nice visual effect for the water, and then I get some on the roll as well. Top it off with some ground up ginger, and then from here, I like to crack some fresh black pepper all around the back and just a little bit on top of the roll. From here, you want to go ahead and remove the steak after it starts to brown but still has some pink to it. You want to transfer that to a hot oiled pan, but be careful because water and oil don't mix. It will bubble and pop a bit, so just be cautious. From here, throw in about one knob of butter. Go ahead and flip it over after it's been cooking on that side for just a few minutes. Remove it and let it begin to dry, and then don't forget about your roll. You want to go ahead and take it out as well after it's been nice and cooked and set that to the side. You will see from here that after you do this and let your steak rest, you will have a steak cooked perfect, medium well, ready to enjoy.
Medium well, that's perfect. It's crazy.
Is this in prison or something?
I don't think I've ever heard, like, you usually, you know, the sound of cooking makes your mouth water. I don't think I've ever heard less appealing cooking sounds.
He had a pot full of boiling water, dropped the steak in there, and then dropped the actual bread roll inside of the boiling water too.
See,
it was just seasoning everything.
This is rage baiting. Like, I feel like there's a lot, especially cooking on the internet.
I hate that he put Texas on this one.
Yeah,
man.
Come on.
Like, who is? Come on, man.
He's rage baiting. He's rage baiting for engagement. And in this moment, he knows who are the people that would get the most upset about their names being on it. It's us.
Texas.
It's us.
Texans.
He said, this is how they do it down there in Texas.
No, it's really not. At first, when he said the boiling water, I'm like, is he trying to make like a homemade, what do they call them, sous vide?
Sous vide.
Yeah, sous vide or whatever it is. But no, you got to have it in a bag for that so it doesn't get water all over it and all that other stuff.
Boy was dunking the steak. He was baptizing the steak.
Yeah, I'm like, what in the world? It didn't look pleasing either, by the way.
I got to see this video.
Yeah, I send it to you.
Don't send it to me. I don't want it.
All right, I got to give a special salute to myself for surviving the weekend.
God bless you.
My sister was here in town Saturday. We did a little Trill on Wheels. I don't know if you ever heard of Trill on Wheels, but they got like this bike, this motorized group bike thing where you just go around Third Ward and you bring your own bottle. So I had a little bottle, a little something, sipping, and we was just having a good time, man. So it was.
How much sipping did you do?
I did a lot. I did a lot that day. Ended up going home. Kind of, we ended up hitting up Prospect Park just to get a little food.
Okay.
And then after that, we went to 5015, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. Drank some more. Ended up drinking a little too much. Ended up having to throw up that when I got home.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah,
I'm proud of you being able to admit that. I'm not secure enough to admit.
Yeah, I I'm kind of borderline. I don't think my family believe me, but I felt like it was from some of the food I had earlier because my stomach was already
unlikely.
Yeah, my stomach was bothering me a little bit, and then the alcohol didn't help.
Never does.
Well, glad you're here on
survived,
a Monday,
man. I didn't call off.
Glad you're here. On a Monday. All right. Somebody said, can you use the same water to boil your ribs and steaks? All right. Stop. Get off the text line. We're getting you out of the text line for that text alone. All right. That's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you have something that's mixtape worthy or just to send your regards for his long
boil
weekend.
That steak, baby.
Don't do that. Please, please, please don't do that. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But first, you're done with the Titans for the year. How long do you think you're done with the Titans for just in general? I asked that to say. What'd you see from Cam Ward? We'll talk about that and more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.